Okay, first of all, I just want to say up front, I am super happy with how this photo turned out. This is one of 43 pictures that actually worked, and thank goodness my D200 has a high-speed shooting mode and a big old buffer. It can hold anywhere from 23 to 24 shots in RAW in the buffer, and that beats out my D7100 and a lot of new cameras today that take higher megapixel photos and just can't fit as many photos in their internal buffers. So props to those old cameras out there that still have some life left in them. Anyway, a bit of background on this particular photo. This shot was taken on the way out of a building on campus, and I saw some water dripping, and I didn't really give it a second thought. I just sort of walked away, and then I turned around and I thought, why not? Why not give it a try and see if I can turn this water dripping off of an overhang into a picture? So I went and I found the patch of brick where the water was splashing. It was sort of like every couple seconds there would be a big fat drop of water that would drip down from this overhang and then splash the pavement. So I found that spot on the pavement and knelt down and pointed my camera straight upwards just out of the path of the drops and went to town. I used manual focus because there's no way autofocus is going to nail a tiny little water drop falling from about a 12-foot overhang. So I used manual focus at f4 and at ISO 200, thinking that the optimal distance to catch one of these big water drops would be a couple feet away from the lens of my camera. And that left me with about a half a foot of usable depth of field. I didn't want to go a whole lot smaller aperture than f4 because I did want a little bit of blur in there. And I didn't want I wanted the drop to stand out. And to get that, I had to shoot with a slightly bigger aperture, but not so big that I had no chance of nailing the shot, but not so small that the background overhang was in focus as well. So I figured f4 would work, and that meant I had only a few inches of usable depth of field. Basically, this entire picture is pure dumb luck. My continuous high speed, if that makes sense, on the camera is 5 frames a second, but there's less than 1 second from when the drop left the overhang to the time it hit the pavement. So if you can sort of imagine this in your mind, I'm kneeling on the ground, pointing my camera straight up at these drops coming down at regular intervals, and I would wait for a drop to work its way off the overhang and then just go click, 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 and then I'd quickly scoot out of the way so the drop didn't land directly on the camera, and then I'd scoot back into place, click, 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 and move. Click, 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 and move. And I kept on moving closer to the path of the water and then out of the way. And I don't know how it worked out, but I'm super happy that it did. I like that there's just one big drop in focus on the lower right-hand side. And then you see the smaller drops off to the upper left-hand side. And it sort of gives you a little bit more to focus on than just that one drop. It gives you a little more context. And I like the way the colors are inverted, too. Believe me, I'd like to take credit for all this, but I can't. I didn't plan it like this. Some of the other shots where the drops were not really in focus, you could see the big main drop was off way to one side or the other. But here, it was right along that line, that white divider line. And you've got those inverted colors in it. I don't know. I'm super happy with this. And it only happened because I saw a chance and figured, why not? So the lesson here is, first, don't be afraid to try the manual options on your camera, whether it's manual focus, manual exposure, whatever it is. They're there, and go for it. Just flip your camera to manual focus and see what happens. Or try reading your light meter and adjusting your exposure manually. You never know when this stuff will come in handy. Also, as a secondary lesson, try new perspectives too. I shot this looking straight up, and you never know if you try just looking at a different angle on things, you might find a unique way of photographing something. And finally, as sort of a postscript to all this, yes, it's okay to get your camera gear a little bit wet. Don't go dousing it in water, shooting in a rainstorm or under a waterfall or anything, but most modern DSLRs can take a bit of a drubbing before they entirely break down. So just because there's a little bit of natural elements out there doesn't mean that you can't take your camera out and see what kind of pictures you can get.